Message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel. In a time of great need in Israel, both personally and nationally, the Lord made himself known to a Jewish couple by an august and marvelous name. Depressed by national failure and vexed by family problems, this couple found comfort and support in the Lord of Hosts. A.J. Overton, our Message to Israel voice for the current series on the names of God, will point out how often the Jewish prophets used this name, not only in a time of national decay, but also of national restoration and of future promise. I'm pleased to present Mr. Overton.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer. Greetings, friends, in the name of the Lord Yeshua. My subject today centers on the revealed name for God, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of Hosts. The revealed names of God manifest His glorious virtues and purposes. God alone may make known His own character and will to man. It is exceedingly profitable to consider God's revelation of Himself given in His great titles and names. It has been suggested that God's revealed names should become as precious jewels treasured in the cabinets of our hearts, to be considered and admired with much loving care for our constant spiritual enrichment. There is the distinct system of names in the Tanakh. Always the divine names and titles are filled with significant meaning. The very order of their occurrence is even designed. God sets great store upon His names. Man is prohibited to take any one of them in vain. As we begin to discern the inner meanings and messages of His revealed names, we repose our faith in Him, become strengthened, and know the reflection of His glory in our lives. The sweet singer of Israel, King David, declared, "They who know thy name will put their trust in thee." God's name and God's nature are used as equivalents. The compound names of Jehovah possess peculiar interest and importance. Jehovah reveals God as the self-existing one, the expression of God's being, who deals with the intelligent and responsible creature in his moral obligations. Jehovah, the holy and righteous God, becomes the God of salvation. The name of Jehovah, when joined to other words, describes specific aspects of his character and grace. Jehovah is God's personal name and expresses his relationship to his people. He is the God of grace, who is in covenant relationship with them. One of the most important of the compound names with Jehovah and the most frequently used in the Scripture is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of Hosts. In the compound names of God, the first part has its full measure of meaning. Thus, all that Jehovah is, He is as Jehovah Sabaoth. This significant compound name grants a further unfolding of God's great power and love toward man. A special peculiarity attaches to this title. Jehovah Sabaoth is known particularly in the days of Israel's decline and general failure. But though Israel fails, God ever remains faithful. As Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of Hosts, there is help in Him. Jehovah Sabaoth is the name to which the prophets seem instinctively to have turned for comfort and deliverance. This august compound name, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of Hosts, is the name of Jehovah in his manifestation of power. The first of the Jehovah compound names was Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide, given to Abraham on Mount Moriah. There a ram was provided to offer in the stead of Isaac. The Passover lamb for Israel's redemption at the Exodus from Egyptian bondage confirmed the truth of this great revealed name. Through the many trials of her wilderness journey, Israel learned progressively Jehovah's provisions. At Marah, where the bitter waters were made sweet, God revealed himself as Jehovah Rophe, Jehovah Heals, or Jehovah the Physician, the one who heals life's sorrows and sweetens its bitter experiences. At Rephidim, where the enemy Amalek was defeated, God made himself further known as Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah my banner, the one who alone grants victory against every foe. When Israel received instructions concerning God's purpose for them and their walk and worship, God revealed himself as Jehovah Makadosh, Jehovah thy sanctifier, who separated them unto himself as a holy nation. After Israel entered the promised land, she forgot the lessons of these wonderful names, only to become enslaved by the inhabitants. Then they learned the name Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah thy peace, the only one who could enable them to enter into true fulfillment as they remembered and fully followed him. But alas, Israel soon forgot this name also, until we read, "The wrath of the Lord arose against his people till there was no remedy." In the midst of divided and declining Israel, the prophet Isaiah declared, "Except Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah." It is thus when Israel has failed, even in the land of promise, and is in great peril, that the prophets proclaim this name. Though man fails, God ever remains. As Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, he is sufficient. The psalmist cried, "Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, is with us. Though the earth be removed and the waters roar, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea." The word Sabaoth means hosts or to assemble. The term is used in reference to the tribes of Israel during their departure from Egypt. It came to pass that all the hosts of Jehovah went out from the land of Egypt. Thus, it is clear that Jehovah Sabaoth is ruler of the tribes or the families of Israel. But he is more than king of Israel. King David declared, "The Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth, he is the King of glory." The word of hosts is related in biblical usage to several designations. First, the heavenly bodies. Moses stated, "The heavens and the earth were finished and all the host of them." Isaiah declared, "Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number? He calleth them all by names." And then the angelic beings, both fallen and unfallen. Micaiah, the prophet, related his vision as beholding Jehovah seated on his throne, surrounded by all the host of heaven, standing by him on the right hand and his left. Nehemiah proclaimed, "The host of heaven worshipeth thee." And then mankind. Joshua discovered early that he was only captain over Israel under another who announced, "As captain of the host of the Lord am I now come." Joshua fell on his face and did worship. Isaiah declared concerning Jehovah Sabaoth, "The nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance." Thus the name Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, declares him the one and eternal self-existent being who created and controls all possible powers throughout the entire universe, material or spiritual. And the scriptures are filled with illustrations of the manner in which Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, uses his hosts for the correction and the deliverance of his people. Thus the psalmist cried, O Jehovah God of Sabaoth, hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Turn us again, O Jehovah God of Sabaoth, cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. The first occurrence of this name is in 1 Samuel, where it is recorded that Elkanah made a yearly journey from his city to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth in Shiloh. At a time when as a whole the nation was regardless of Jehovah, God was still ready to respond to the faith of even a few such as Elkanah. It was Hannah, wife of Elkanah, a suffering, afflicted, and barren woman who knew this marvelous name and trusted in it. O Jehovah Sabaoth, she cried, Lord of hosts, look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me. Give unto thine handmaid a male child, then I will give him unto Jehovah all the days of his life. The child Samuel was given. Thus in special times of need, generally associated with failure and crisis in Israel's history, Jehovah Sabaoth is used. So it is in the prophets, who felt Israel's failures most keenly, that this name occurs so constantly, 62 times in Isaiah, 72 times in Jeremiah, 14 times in Little Haggai, nearly 50 times in Zechariah, and 25 times in the brief concluding prophecy of Malachi. Significantly, Jehovah Sabaoth is found in connection with the promise of future national blessing of the nation of Israel. So the dominant thought expressed in this name is comforting and reassuring. It was the Lord Yeshua, Jesus Christ, who declared following his sacrificial death and triumphant resurrection, all power, authority, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Yeshua, Jesus Christ, now commands all the hosts on behalf of those who trust him. Jehovah Yeshua is Jehovah Sabaoth. Will you trust and submit to him? Then you may look to him with unquestioning confidence in every time of need. Yeshua promises, Him who cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the age.